Farmers Lane and Sonoma Avenue. He attempted to run, but was caught and arrested. Former Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut has passed away at the age of 82 due to complications from a recent fall. Lieberman nearly won the vice presidency on Democrat Al Gore's ticket in the 2000 presidential election. The Democrat turned independent stepped down from the Senate in January of 2013 after 24 years. In sports, today's opening day for Major League Baseball. The Giants are in San Diego. The A's are home against Cleveland. And your forecast, partly cloudy, just a slight chance of a scattered passing shower. Highs in the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy early. Increasing clouds overnight with lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, rain and wind with wind gusting to 25 miles an hour. Chance of scattered thunder showers too. Highs in the 50s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Remember the first time you really fell in love with music? Maybe you bought the CD, cassette, the record, or you might even remember 8-tracks. Well, music and home entertainment have come a long way, and the experts at Lavish can bring you up to speed. Lavish is your locally owned source for everything from stereos and TVs to home automation, with only the most trusted brands like Sonos, Macintosh, Sony, and Yamaha. Why settle for less at a big box store when Lavish can set you up with a quality system and bring you closer to your music and movies than ever before? Automation that allows you to easily control all your smart technology from a single device. That killer stereo system or home theater you've always wanted. When it comes to audio, video, and control, Lavish is your complete solution. They'll help you design and install the perfect setup for your home or business. Stop by the showroom today, 1044 4th Street in downtown Santa Rosa, or online at lavishautomation.com.
Stop your search for the one and find your perfect mattress match at Mancini's Sleep World. And for a limited time, we'll pay the sales tax on top brands like Sealy, Beautyrest, and more. Feel the relief of the all-new Tempur-Pedic Adapt mattresses starting at $47 per month. Or try Avocado Organic mattresses starting at $6.99 with guaranteed best prices, free next-day delivery and setup in your home, plus old mattress removal. Your perfect match is waiting for you online or in stores at Mancini's Sleep World.
Unleash your wild side with Twin Pine Casino and Hotel's $100,000 Rev and Ride Giveaway. March 9th and 23rd and April 13th and 27th, you could take the wheel and drive home with the adventure vehicle of a lifetime. Plus, don't miss out on the additional cash drawings every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Twin Pine Casino and Hotel in Lake County, California, where every visit is a winning experience, celebrating 30 years. Must be 21 to play. Please gamble responsibly.
2.7 The One. A little after 7 o'clock, it's Rick Michaels with a whole laundry list of good stuff coming up this hour. Frankie Goes to Hollywood, some Bryan Adams in there, as well as Eddie Grant, The Eagles, Blondie, and Journey on the way. And we're going to rewind the year 1974 as well, all coming up this hour on 102.7 The Wolf.
Just like the wild wing dove sings a song, sounds like she's singing. She's singing, ooh, baby, ooh, say ooh. And the days go by like a strand in the wind, in the web that is wrong. I begin again. Said to my friend,
everything's hot,
nothing else matters.
He was no more
than a baby then. When he seemed broken hearted,
Time to get another check of the roadways. We always give you traffic at the 15s and 45s from the Hodgin & Sons Tree Service Traffic Center. Here's Mark with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
Traffic building on southbound 101. We are sponsored by the California Department of Healthcare Access and Information. Now very slow from Petaluma Boulevard South on southbound 101 all the way down to Olam Pali Park. It's a 39-minute commute now between Petaluma and Central San Rafael. Westbound 37 still typically slow out of Vallejo over the Mare Island Bridge. But so far, Highway 101 in Santa Rosa is still moving pretty well in both directions. Our youth are facing a mental health crisis, but California is building a new workforce to help them get the help they need for a happier, healthier start in life. Learn more at cawellnesscoach.org, supported by the California Department of Healthcare Access and Information. I'm Mark Nieto. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Americans endure gas lines and sharply increased prices due to the oil embargo. Jerry Brown succeeds Ronald Reagan as governor of California. It's a Democrat sweep countrywide following Watergate. In Sonoma County, voters approved $44 million to help with Warm Springs Dam and Reservoir construction. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1974.
It's 102.7 The Wolf. Rocker Ricky Michaels here, and I gotta tell you, this is creativity at its best. A guy in Texas running for president after officially changing his name to literally anybody else. First name literally, middle name anybody, and the last name else. We'll be right back.
time for the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, March 28th. I'm Brent Hallin in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Real estate developer Ken Mattson and his partner Tim LaFever are facing potential foreclosure on a number of their properties in Sonoma over unpaid property taxes and delinquent mortgage payments. 25 of their more than 120 properties are in trouble. Scatora Capital in Sacramento has filed notice on 19 properties for delinquent mortgage payments. Another 6 are in default over unpaid taxes, according to the Sonoma Index Tribune. 78-year-old Brian Douglas Schmidt Sr. was sentenced to 30 years in prison on Monday for molesting a young girl back in 2022. The incident took place when she was 7 or 8 years old. She referred to Schmidt as a fake grandpa, according to the Press-Democrat. The girl and her family lived in Contra Costa County when the abuse occurred. A fundraiser for President Joe Biden in New York City that also starred Barack Obama and Bill Clinton has raised a whopping $25 million. His